I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is guilty of falsifying financial records to hide a payment to an adult film star to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. Tina Trin reports from New York.
Guilty on all 34 counts? That's what a unanimous New York jury decided after less than 2 days of deliberation, that Donald Trump, the first U.S. president tried in a criminal court, falsified business records to suppress potentially damaging information ahead of his 2016 election. After hearing the verdict, the presumed 2024 Republican presidential candidate left the courthouse, saying voters will decide his fate on Election Day. But those voters may not include Trump himself, says University of Virginia professor Barbara Perry.
It would be the case that if he maintains his residency in Florida, a state where convicted felons are not allowed to vote, that he literally would not be allowed to vote for himself.
Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
The U.S. and a key ally confirmed on Friday they will now both allow Ukraine to hit some targets on Russian soil with weapons they've provided. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Kyiv had been frustrated with restrictions on using Western weapons as Russia started hammering the Kharkiv border region from its own land. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine asked to use the weapons to target those troops in self-defense.
That went right to the president, and as you've heard, he's approved the use of our weapons for that. For that purpose.
Germany is also on board. Kyiv's reaction?
I want to see in practice what will be.
Moscow is furious, with Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying it shows just how deeply the U.S. is involved in the war. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In its quest to fill the dwindling ranks of its infantry, Ukraine has turned to recruiting prisoners to join the fight against Russia, and more than 4,000 have applied so far. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Under a deal offered by the government, prisoners will have their sentences cleared if they serve in the army until the end of the war. The Justice Ministry says more than 4,000 have applied so far. Private Russian mercenary group Wagner recruited tens of thousands of Russian prisoners to fight in Ukraine, offering them a full pardon if they survived 6 months at the front. Prisoners in Ukraine convicted of certain offences like multiple murders or treason are barred from serving. More than 1,700 already have the green light. Over 780 prisoners have already been freed from prison and handed over to the armed forces. But it will likely take months for significant numbers of new troops to be ready.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. Authorities in Germany say a man stabbed several members of a group that described itself as opposing, quote, political Islam. Six people, including a police officer who intervened, were wounded in Friday's attack in the central square in the city of Mannheim. Police quickly put an end to the attack by shooting the assailant, who was also wounded. The attacker stabbed participants at an event organized by the Pax Europa group. Pax Europa describes itself as an organization that informs the public about the dangers posed by the, quote, increasing spread and influence of political Islam. There has been another attempt at restrictions on North Korea's ballistic and nuclear missile development. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN slapped more sanctions on North Korea over its continued efforts to develop ballistic and nuclear missiles and its support for Russia. The bloc's council says 9 additional individuals and entities will be hit by asset freezes and travel bans. No names were provided. The move brings the number of North Koreans hit by EU sanctions to 77 and the number of entities, often companies or organizations, to 20. The EU started imposing restrictive measures on the North in 2006, in line with UN sanctions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mike Tyson's fight with Jake Paul has been postponed after the 57-year-old Tyson fell ill on a flight last weekend. Tyson and Paul say they'll announce a new date for their fight next week. They were scheduled to meet July 20th in Arlington, Texas. Tyson fell ill on a flight from Miami to Los Angeles last Sunday, and his flight was met by first responders. Tyson's camp attributed the episode to an ulcer problem. Tyson's camp says his doctors have advised him to lay off heavy training for a few weeks. The 27-year-old Paul says he supports the decision. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.